in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely and oh so effervescent Storytime introduction lady. Sweet thing. I want you to know I really appreciate your doing this every day. Well, today's story is a special Valentine's Day story, and it's titled The Golden Years.
Yeah, Golden Years.
Thank you, Chauncey. It's a little different. Well, Hermione Hildengruber and her husband Henry had been married 47 years when Henry retired. Now, accustomed to having the house to herself all those years, Hermione realized that she just wasn't going to be able to tolerate Hank's constant presence around the house. Nor was she crazy about the idea that she and Hank were retirees. Oh, this didn't sit well with her at all. Now, as every day would grind on, Hermione was growing weary of having Hank underfoot every minute of every day, virtually everywhere she went. After a couple of months, she just wanted the place to herself again. She was actually beginning to feel old. Well, over time, she tried to get Hank interested in doing something, preferably away from the house. But Hank wasn't cooperating. He preferred to hang in at home watching Judge Judy, Dr. Phil, Maury Povich, and Jerry Springer. And what made matters worse were those commercials for buying gold, reverse mortgages, and those life alarms. Finally, one morning during a second or third rerun of the Dr. Phil program, there was another commercial for assisted living, where the announcer kept referring to people in their golden years. Hermione turned to Henry and said,
"Am I in my golden years?"
Hank never looked away from the TV. He just muttered,
"Not at all, but you are yellowing pretty fast."
Duh!